This meeting will come to order. Welcome to the May 16th regular meeting of the Local Agency Formation Commission. My name is Commissioner Jackie Fielder, joined by Commissioner Connie Chan and Isaac Sevier. Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll?
Yes, Commissioner Sevier. Sevier present. Commissioner Chan?
Present.
Chan present. Commissioner Fielder?
Present.
Fielder present. You have a quorum.
Thank you so much. And thank you to our clerk today, Erica Major. I'd also like to thank Suze Enos of SFGovTV for broadcasting our meeting today. Madam Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. LAFCO is convening hybrid meetings that allow in-person attendance and public comment while still providing remote access and public comment via telephone. Public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. Those attending in person will be allowed to speak first, and then those who are waiting on the line will be taken next. If you wish to provide public comment remotely, the call information is scrolling across your screen. When connected, you will hear the meeting discussions, but you will be in muted listening mode only. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, those joining in person should line up to your right near the curtains, and those on the telephone line should dial *3. You will be added to the speaker line, and please do remember to turn down your television and all listening devices you may be using when you are on public comment. You may submit public comment via email as well to the clerk, Erica Major, that's E-R-I-C-A, .major@sfgov.org, or you may also send your written comments via post to City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. If you submit written public comment, it will be forwarded to the commissioners and also made part of the official file. Due to quorum constraints today, item number 5 will be called out of order. Madam Chair, that concludes my communications.
Thank you so much. And Madam Clerk, please call item number 3.
Yes, item number 3 is the approval of the LAFCO minutes from March 21st, 2025, regular meeting.
I move to approve these minutes.
And on that motion, Commissioner Sevier, Sevier, aye. Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. You have 3 ayes.
Thank you so much. Minutes are approved. Madam Clerk, please call item number 4.
Would you like to call item number 5 out of order, Madam Chair?
Yes. Thank you for the suggestion. Please call item number 5.
Item number 5 is the discussion on the final budget and work plan for fiscal year 2025 through 2026.
Thank you. And today we have Mr. Khalid Samurai to present. Thank you so much.
Today we will be looking at the final budget for LAFCO for fiscal year 2025-2026. This budget is unchanged from the draft budget you passed at the March LAFCO meeting, with one exception. There was an addendum to the work plan that has been removed. That addendum essentially stated that should the LAFCO SFPUC MOU be reinstated, that LAFCO would do additional studies. We have confirmed that the MOU will not be reinstated. However, SFPUC has agreed to take on the natural gas decommissioning study and the green banking study and do them themselves. And report back during the regular Clean Power SF updates at LAFCO. My recommendation today is to approve the final budget and work plan in the amount of $627,833 and requesting the statutory amount of $408,630 from the City and County of San Francisco General Fund.
Commissioner Chan.
Thank you, Chair Fielder. Help me understand here that what I'm looking at right now is that we have a proposed budget that is maintaining at a total as for 24-25. Our proposed budget is from the general fund is 445. That's like for the current fiscal years. For the upcoming fiscal year, we're increasing it to $583,993. Is that correct?
Supervisor. The statutory amount we're requesting from the general fund for 25-26 is $408,630. Last year, it was $396,196.
I see. So in the page one, like this page that is now on the screen here.
Oh, I see.
Are the years? I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah.
Are the fiscal years that is listed here correct, or are they actually 25-26 and then 26-27?
No, these are the correct years, 25-26, and then there was the previous year for 24-25.
So it wouldn't be proposed, right? It would be actual. So
yes.
What is the actual budget?
The total budget is $627,000, $833. And then the that $583,993 number you're seeing is the total, the subtotal, not accounting for the fund balance that's being carried forward of $43,000.
Okay, so what I'm looking at right now, help me understand, right? Like in the columns for 24-25, you have a proposed general fund of $445,000 plus a fund balance, and then is the column that is end up in a total of $783,000 as a total, is that the actual spending, or is that? Because you right now have, you get what I'm saying, you, in the column of 24-25, you have proposed general fund and then proposed PUC MOU budgeted, and then again, it's a proposed total budget. But what I'm trying to understand is, as we're closing out this fiscal year, what is your actual budget for 24-25 fiscal year?
It's $695,262 with a carry forward of $88,000.
So your actual spent was $695,000? It's okay that if it is, but I'm just trying to understand the math, because that means you spent the SFPUC MOU of $250,000.
Yes. No, we did not. The PUC funding was completely removed from this budget.
Which budget? The 24-25 or 25-26?
25-26. That's why it's completely zeroed out.
Right. But I'm not talking about, sorry, my apologies. I am not talking about the upcoming fiscal year 25-26. I am actually going back, because your actual spent, supposedly, if that is, I cannot tell, is it a proposed or is this actual spent? You're in the 24-25 final column, the third column of proposed total budget. Here you have $695,000. Is that your actual spent for the fiscal year 24-25?
Apologies. No, that was the proposed budget from 24-25.
So what was your actual spent?
We're still, that number has not been finalized, because we're still submitting final work orders to PUC. By June 30th, when the MOU expires.
Right. So is your projected actual spending at $695,000?
No, it's probably going to be a little bit less than that, because we did not do this the $100,000 for the Clean Power SF consultant study, because we got their memo that they're withdrawing from the MOU on February 21st, with a notice that all studies should be completed by June 30th. And there was no way to conduct that study in that time frame.
Okay, thank you. Because you can see why I am confused, right? I'm confused only because then that is alarming to know that the proposed budget in 24-25 is at that level, and here we're proposing a cut here technically, because we're no longer have SFPUC, which I get.
Yes.
But even at the actual, like, without the fund balance. Anyways, so I'm just trying to understand, are we in deficits or how this number comes out? And then here's my another question, though. It's like, I can see that we do the 25-26 fiscal. Have we always only been doing 1 year at a time, or do we actually do 2 years?
This is what we've been doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Sorry, my apologies. I just trying to help me refresh my memory and trying to understand. And Chair Fielder, I am so grateful for your leadership on this, and I want to express my disappointments on in SIPUC for not carrying out and honoring this MOU. But I do understand it is a difficult budget time, and that I truly hope that we can come back and, you know, honor this MOU once more. But I do understand that it has to be an ongoing conversation. So thank you so much, Chair Fielder, and thank you so much, Mr. Samurai, for all your work. And it's not easy to just step right in and do all that, but you have been doing that so beautifully. So for that, I'm really grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Chan. Yes, regarding the MOU, as you know, I was involved with negotiating the MOU a couple years ago, and you know, in an ideal world, would have liked to have the MOU fund carry forward so that LAFCO can carry out these studies. But you know, seeing that a lot of what we wanted in those studies align with the capabilities of the PUC and their commitments to carrying out the Climate Action Plan, and specifically around the natural gas decommissioning, especially in line with other efforts with respect to the CPUC, it made sense that we would still be in a collaborative around these studies, but that they would take these two studies over since they have the capabilities and the interests, and it doesn't preclude us from actually, you know, getting the outcomes that we want, which are to have actionable plans. And the PUC is going to be responsible for taking out those actions. So it seems that they have a lot of ideas and initiatives that are already underway along these lines, and so it made sense unfortunately, make sure that LAFCO has a role still, but not the funding. Thank you so much for this presentation. Any other questions, comments? All right. Seeing no names on the roster, Madam Clerk, let's open this up for public comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on item number 5? Please approach the lectern. Those on the call-in line, you just need to press *3. You have 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Susan Green. I hadn't actually intended to make a comment today, but I just thought I would stand up and thank you very much for your work so far in supporting the implementation of the city's Climate Action Plan, and in particular the work on the Public Bank and the Green Bank. I'm with the San Francisco Climate Emergency Coalition. We've been focused mostly this year on advocating for increased funding for the San Francisco Environment Department's work on the Climate Action Plan, because we feel like, despite the dire budget situation that the city is in, that they have been severely underfunded in past years compared to their mandate of implementing the plan. But we are pivoting now towards finding ways that we can help to advocate for much more funding, greatly scaled up funding to support the plan. And we look forward to working with this commission and staff to connect on that in the future. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. And we're moving to the remote call-in line. We have Kalina Mendoza from SFGovTV supporting us, and she's confirmed there are no speakers in line.
Thank you so much. Seeing no public commenters, public comment is now closed. Is there a motion to approve the proposed budget and work plan? I'll move to approve the proposed budget and work plan.
And Madam Chair, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Chan. On that motion, Commissioner Sevier? Sevier, aye. Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. You have 3 ayes.
Thank you so much. Motion passes. Budget's been approved.
The record, Madam Chair, the approval of the final budget and work plan in the amount of $627,833, requesting the statutory amount of 408 $1,630 from the City and County of San Francisco's general fund has been approved.
Thank you so much. And my apologies, we did not go to public comment for approving the minutes. So do we need to rescind the motion to approve?
We just need to reopen or recall the item and then take public comment.
I'll move.
We can also rescind if if you'd like.
Got it. Can we recall the item?
Absolutely. Item number 3 is the approval of the LAFCO minutes from March 21st, 2025 regular meeting.
Can we open this up for public comment?
Yes, Madam Chair. Are there any speakers that would like to speak on item number 3, the approval of meeting minutes from March 21st? Seeing none in the chamber, we're moving to the remote call-in line, and Kalina has confirmed we have no remote callers, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Seeing no public commenters, public comment is closed. Do we need to take any action?
Yes, we had Commissioner Sevier as the first, but I just need a second as a mover.
Second.
And we have Commissioner Fielder. So on the motion to approve the meeting minutes from March 21st, Commissioner Sevier. Sevier, aye. Commissioner Chan. Chan, aye. Commissioner Fielder.
Aye.
Fielder, aye. You have 3 ayes.
Thank you so much. Minutes are approved. Madam Clerk, please call items number 4, 6, 7, and 8 together.
Item number four is the Clean Power SF updates, Clean Power SF activities, and LAFCO updates. Item number 6 is the Acting Executive Officer report. Item number 7 is the general public comment, and item number 8 is the future agenda items.
Because of quorum constraints, we will continue these matters to entertain at a future meeting. So do I need to make any motions for that?
We will just need to take public comment, and we can continue all the items together on one motion.
All right. Madam Clerk, let's open this up for public comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on items number 4, 6, 7, and 8? Those on the remote call-in line, now is your time to press *3. And seeing no members of the public in the chamber, we're moving to the remote call-in line. We have 0 callers in the queue.
Thank you. Public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, is there any other business before us today?
There is no other business, but just for the record, there was no action taken on items number 4, 6, 7, and number 8 was satisfied and heard.
Thank you. There being no further business, we are adjourned.